Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hi, I am Solomon Martin, and you're listening to Success Made Simple. And I'm here with my amazing father, Dave Martin. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. Hey, thanks for joining me on my podcast today.
No problem.
What are we going to talk about today?
We are talking about fearlessness.
Fearlessness. Yes. It's powerful and important for people to win in life.
Yes, it is.
They got to be fearless. People, you know, they fear a lot of things. And when they think about pursuing their dreams or pursuing the best that life has to offer them, and a lot of times fear is more about a person's imagination than the facts.
Yeah.
Have you ever been afraid of anything?
Yes, many things.
Like what?
I mean, I was afraid of, for my, like, first game, I was like, oh, what if I don't do well? And I'm afraid of spiders and snakes.
So your first basketball game? So even basketball players fear a lot of things when they think about the next big game.
Yeah, like when the Cavaliers and the Warriors went to the championship, and they were, some of them were both afraid, like, or fear, like, that what I don't want to lose or something.
Right, right. But a lot of times, like I said, fear is just a person's imagination. But the chief among all fears is people are afraid of criticism. We're afraid of looking foolish in front of other people, especially when those other people have already predicted our downfall.
Yeah.
It's understandable that people would fear this kind of rejection from other people, even though it's illogical. After all, if you think back over your life, I mean, you're only 11 years old, but you can probably recall a lot of time when people, maybe even not your family, but just people that you know tried to discourage you from pursuing your dreams, or maybe they made fun of you when you failed to do that ambitious thing that you said you were going to do. Have you ever had anybody do that to you? Make fun of you for something?
Yes.
Or say, you'll never be able to do it. Maybe even out shooting basketball at the park, people might say, I bet you can't make that shot. Or
yeah,
you probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, a lot of people. Some people do say that.
See, you got to look at maybe different occasions in your life when people, and it's usually not your close friends or your family. They're usually going to be for you. But a lot of times it may be even your family that does that. So those people in the outer rings of your life, they doubt your ability to excel, or maybe they even openly mock that you're going to fail, leading you to believe that that you would and believe they would mock you. And so at times, maybe fear kept you from taking another shot. Or if you took another shot and you missed, oh, now what are they going to say? But here's the thing. The reality is that most of the people who know you have supported you with their words. Most of the people who love you believe in you through the thick and the thin. And it's the people on the peripheral areas of your life, the spectators, those aren't really even in the game after all, who have are disinclined to really believe in you. Like the fans watching the basketball game from the upper level, they yell, they shout and all that, and they're not even in the game. They'll cheer for you when you're popular and successful, and they'll ridicule you when you make a bad shot or you miss a shot. So try to keep things in perspective. Listen, those people who may criticize you from the sidelines are the people who don't really matter anyway. They are people who will casually cross your path from time to time or from this moment, and then they vanish over the horizon into the memories of the past. They are the people whose attitudes and expectations are distorted by their own personal failures. They have fallen short of their own goals in life, and so they've decided to quit instead of taking another shot at their dreams, and now they want to bring you down too. Don't let the fear of criticism keep you from taking another shot at your dreams and your goals. Live fearless. Go for it. You can do it. You can accomplish it. And like I said, those of us that believe in you, those of us that think you can do it and know you can do it, are right there cheering you on, saying, let's do this thing. Let's make the rest of our life the best of our life. Hey, this is Dr. Dave, your success coach, and you have been listening to Success Made
Simple.
Simple. Salman, do you have anything else you'd like to add today?
Yes.
What is it?
I just want you guys to have a great day, and you guys just have a great day.
All right.
Keep smiling. Smile more.
Smile more. That's good advice right there. Mm-hmm. You should be a success coach.
Thank you.
Maybe you should go for that. All right. Hey, make sure you check out the website, davemartin.org. There's some great things on there that'll help you. And make sure you forward on to someone else or tell other people about Success Made Simple. The podcast is growing every week. We don't make it long. We make it simple. And we try to break down, take all the big, deep words that people take out of in success and trying to achieve goals and break it down and make it simple so that you can understand it, so you can put it to practice and make it a great life. Hey, again, this is Dave Martin, Success Made Simple, and we will see you next week.
Have a great day.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.